innovation. No slowdown in this at all. In fact, you know, everything we can dream of in terms of hardware power, we are getting. A good illustration of that is that this watch I'm wearing has literally 10 times the power of the original IBM PC. And we struggled mightily to get a basic interpreter and Fortran and COBOL running on that original PC. Well, here we have 10 times the RAM, 10 times the clock speed, and we can download these .NET applications. So whenever you come up with some new viewing idea, whether it's sports viewing or weather, financial, whatever is interesting, you simply use the wireless network and download those programs.
Shut up!
The processor speed really made things tough. We were stuck with character mode interface. We couldn't do very big applications, and applications were pretty simple as a result of that. By the end of that decade, though, we started to get some powerful machines, and that's where graphics came in. In the next decade, we didn't have the machines connected together. And year after year, we'd say, well, is this the year of the network? Is this the year that it'll explode into critical mass? And certainly in the late 1990s, with the technologies of the internet, that happened. Today, we can think of bits flowing essentially between any intelligent device on the planet to any other intelligent device. And that's a phenomenal foundation that has us thinking about the kind of applications we can build. But there's still some very key limitations. When we think about software talking to other software, the protocols, the way that data is represented, it's only now, in this decade, that the XML schemas and the web services protocols that allow any piece of software to connect up in a rich way and exchange meaningful information reliably, transacted, securely, only now are those pieces coming into place. And it's very timely because a number of applications that have immense value, applications around e-commerce, workflow, these require that kind of foundation. And so there's investments across the industry in developing those standards and building the platforms that deliver on software connections.